Okay, my name is Elihu Ben On. Elihu is E-L-I-H-U. My last name is Ben On, B-E-N-O-N-N. Elihu Ben On, that's a name from the Bible. Elihu in the Bible was the grandfather of Samuel. And Ben On in the Bible is another name from Benjamin. So two names from the Bible. I am a radio talk show host on Israel National Radio, Kol Israel, Channel 2. I have a weekly international radio show named The Israeli Connection, conversations with listeners from around the world. So I actually get calls, phone in, from people from America, from Australia, from Germany, from Casablanca, from you name it, who are listening to my radio program over the internet, and they would like to call in and to talk about what they feel and what they should be between Israel and the diaspora in the entire world. So I work as a journalist, as a radio broadcaster for many years. And I'm very happy that you are here in Jerusalem and we have a chance to talk about my show, and maybe in the future you and your friend from Istanbul will be a guest on my radio show. Well, as you know, Turkey and Israel are very good friends. Actually, family, allies. I've been in Turkey so many times. I love the Turkish people. I've been in all the resort area. Always, we got a wonderful attitude and respect by the Turkish people in the market, in the hotel, whatever we went, they recognized us, they even speak our language. And even my wife had so many shoppings in Turkey, Bodrum and other places, not only Istanbul. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine is basic weekend holiday every 4 or 5 weeks is in Istanbul. Because he like me, instead of go to Tel Aviv, he goes to Istanbul. 1 or 2 hours flight and there is a different world. So we feel that Turkey and Israel are actually real one family. Just because we are sharing same values, democracy, human rights, and a very moderate and nice hospitality. In that way, the Israelis and the Turkish people are very similar. So maybe because Muslim and Jews are actually coming from the same father, the same background. I mean, it's not like between Israel and Europe. Even Turkey is Europe and Asia, but when you go to Germany, it's not the same feeling. Or if you go to England, it's not the same feelings. In a way, Turkey is kind of a family attitude, which we really liked it. And I think that this history should continue. I mean, it shouldn't be gone because of conflict between leaders about policies, because the people are good people. They know to like each other and to pay respect to each other. And that's the way it should continue. Yes, I agree with you. You see, we don't have any differences of ideas because if you go to Allah, if you go to God, it's the same God for Jews, for Christians, for Muslims. It's the same fathers, the same Abraham. Yes. Look at the name even if you're a foreign minister, Ahmad Daoud Ulu. Yeah. If I would translate his name is Ahmad, son of David. Yes, son of David. So who is David? It's our king. David,
our prophet. Yeah.
Yeah. David Daoud was here 3,000 years ago when he made this place, Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish people. So we are sharing the same origins, the same sources of information. It is clear, it's behind any conflict. But unfortunately, sometimes radicalism, like you have such a beautiful white shirt now, but if there is a small black point because of you get dirty from your pen, you have to change it. Why? Because in a white shirt, you see every problem. So our relations is like a white shirt. When there is a problem, we see it immediately. And it's better to be white than black, because when it's black, you don't see it. So our relationship is always was white. White is light. White is love. White is good in the color meanings. So I think that the people, the Israeli people and the Turkish people together, should find the way to persuade the leaders to go back to the old system of friendship and tourism and industry and workers. We had so many Turkish workers here in Israel. Actually, they built maybe this hotel. I don't know. Hundreds of workers coming from Turkey. I think the wisdom will win, because the common basis, the common ground for two people is such a deep one, and it will prevail. That's what I believe. Because if we go from a religious point of view, this land, this earth belong to God. He decided where will you be and when and how. So he is the owner. He is the landlord. So we are only the employees. We are only the people who rent the places. So we should find the solution and stop the Marmara issue. Whatever, apologize, compensation, finish it. Don't let those radicals who lead. You see what's happening in the Middle East. Egypt, Syria, Libya, Algiers, Yemen. Thousands of people are murdered. For what? In the name of God? Hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. Three words, the same meaning. God didn't say you should be killed, you should believe just because you translate differently what I mean. Love, respect, and friendship. So Israel and Turkey are the only solid, stable democracies in the Middle East, and they should keep doing that. Even in Jerusalem, my best friends are Muslims. My good friend, his name is Ali Othman. What does it mean, Othman? From the Ottoman Empire. Yeah, Othman, that means it's his roots from Turkey. They live here 100 years, maybe 200. I can tell you more than that. My sister, she's married to a gentleman that his father was born in Turkey, and he came to Jerusalem in the 19th century. And he was also a soldier in the Ottoman Empire. So, and I've got a friend, he's a professor at the Hebrew University. He wrote a book about all the Ottoman rules of Tabu and Kushan, words which came from Turkish language inside the Hebrew language, telling who is the property, the ownership of a property. So this is history of hundreds of years, of course, with the supervision of God. Without being a very religious guy, that's the way it runs around us. So I think at the end, wisdom will come back to the hands of the leaders, and the Prime Minister of Turkey will understand that that's not the way to deal with. He should find a way to speak like you and me are speaking, and go to the negotiation table if it needs, to do whatever they need and to stop it and bring back the embassies, ambassadors, and open again the airlines to Anatolia and to Bodrum and to Istanbul, which are still open, of course, but not as it used to be. I think more, also almost 500,000 Israelis used to come every year to Turkey. Not now. Even they feel good with the people, they don't. That maybe they're afraid from the attitude from the government, which I believe the good people in Turkey like you and other forces in this democracy will not allow Turkey to go in the wrong way, which we can see in other countries, which always lead to destruction, unfortunately, dead and dead end situation. We don't want a dead end situation. We want a solution of cooperation and peaceful friendship with our friends. You know, the problem we have in this area in the Middle East is that our neighbors, the Arabs, not all of them, they don't recognize our right to exist here. Allah says this is the land of the Jewish people, and it started many years ago. That's the reason I tell you about my name. First name Elihu was a grandfather of Samuel in the Bible. Samuel and Ben-On, it's like Ben-Oni, it's like Benjamin in the Bible. It's the same. My father name was also from the Bible. My mother name, my whole family. Why? Because we have the roots here And it's clear to us that we have the right to live here. But our enemies, unfortunately, keep saying that they have nothing against the Jews, they have against Zionism. What does it mean, Zion? Zion is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people. So if you're against Zion, you're against the Jewish people. So this is something which doesn't go together. If you support the Jewish people, you understand that Jewish people have the right to self-implementation and living in this area. But I believe at the end, as we did peace with Egypt and Jordan, and a ceasefire with Syria for many years, 40 years already, and we believe our neighbors, the Palestinians, will recognize our right to live here and will come to negotiation table and finish the conflict. And Turkey, as I said, will support this. We hope and pray. And I think that those beautiful days will come soon, and all of us will enjoy the friendship between the nations here and around us.